John, obviously the scoreboard shows one thing, but the players in there, Marcus lamented bad bounces. Matt thought the team didn't play a bad game. What's your interpretation?
I'd like to go back through it. You know, I think it's obviously a tough loss, and it wasn't from a lack of try or want to be able to do it. I think that some things got away from us tonight, but I'd like to kind of go back through and digest it a little bit more, and then and go from there.
Snowball kind of effect from that first period.
Yeah, I think at times, you know, I think there's lots of things we got to take out of this one. I think right after the game, it's a little bit raw on that. So, you know, I think we'll, as I said, I think we got to regroup and we got to get ready for Saturday and take some certain things out of it. And I think evaluate it with a clear head and take the right things out of it and make sure we're better on Saturday.
I know you're not scoreboard watching, but this is kind of turning into a trend where you guys get so close, you're knocking on the door, closing the gap, and then just a performance that you need just doesn't happen. How frustrating or concerning is that?
You know, I think it's something where we have more opportunities down here. We're in this situation and we haven't kicked the door down yet, but you know, I'd like to take a little bit of time on this one to really comment on it. But we're going to have another opportunity. We have another opportunity in a similar situation on Saturday. The most important thing is to make sure that we're getting ready and we have the right mindset for that game.
Mm-hmm. Did the first goal set the tone a little bit? Like, you had a chance to push up the boards and then there was a turnover up the middle that led to the first goal. Like, you know, down 1-0 in this building kind of gets it going a little bit.
Yeah, certainly is. And that's what I mean. I think that, I think we were ready to play the game, and it's not from a lack of want or those certain things, but you know, I do feel like there's certain things probably in the game, situations like that, that we need to handle better. But that's part of that growing part of it, is when we're going to be able to, you know, we're coming down the stretch here, we're playing the meaningful games, we're right in the hunt. You know, we've come off a stretch of games where we've had a lot of points in games to put us in this position. Tonight didn't go our way, probably for numerous reasons, and I think you got to get the right reasons out of it with our guys and make sure that we're ready to go on Saturday.
Did you get any clarification with Brodine?
I don't have any clarification on Brojet.
But obviously his absence felt in a game like this. John, is it worrisome that, you know, without him, how do you make this not be the norm for this blue line moving forward?
Well, you know, I mean, Broads is a tough player to replace, but in saying that, we've had lots of injuries on our blue line too, and you know, we found ways to win. I think that there was probably different situations in the game. Jonas Brodine is a big time player for us, but we have capable guys, and I think, you know, all around, as I said, I think there's certain situations that can be handled better in the game, and Jonas being out is one of them.
Every game is important this time of year, of course, but is it hard to prove a game like this with the one like in St. Louis and Nashville, where there would be disappointing performances on the road in a big game? Like, is it hard to prove?
Well, I mean, you can take those two, and you can also take the game in Colorado, in Colorado, the second Nashville game, I think the second St. Louis game. You know, it's an emotional time of year. Sometimes you're going to win them and sometimes you're not going to lose them. Now, tonight, I think there's certain, like I said, I feel coming after the game, there's certain situations that can be handled better for us and when you get in these types of games. But, you know, we've had some really good ones too.
Is there any factor of having maybe a really good game last night and then coming in here and maybe not being as up for it as...
No, I think our guys were up for it. I don't think that it had anything to do with last night. I think that we've... I don't think that that's the situation of not being prepared or our players not being ready to go. It was a tough night. You know, we didn't... they got off to an early lead, probably on some certain situations that I think we can address. But it's certainly not of our guys coming into the game and being off of last night. We knew what the magnitude of the game was. Our guys clearly understand that. I know that they were ready. We didn't get the job done tonight, but we got another opportunity in a big game on Saturday.